I'm Eleanor Bennett with Aspen Public Radio News. Drive-in movies have seen a comeback this summer thanks to COVID-19 public health protocols. But as arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth explains, the next film playing at Buttermilk's Drive-In Theater will have audiences dreaming of winter.
Teton Gravity Research's newest ski film, Make Believe, will be coming to Aspen as part of the Meeting Film Fest. Coulter Hinchcliffe is a local skier who's featured in the film. He says audiences might recognize some of his filming locations.
We ended up putting together a really cool segment from the Aspen area. So that's really exciting for me as well to have a hometown segment.
Make Believe screens on Thursday night at 8. The film festival will screen Transamericana, which chronicles Aspen ultramarathoner Ricky Gates' 2017 cross-country run from South Carolina to San Francisco on Saturday night. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Fire officials report that warmer weather is expected to increase fire activity near Glenwood Canyon. Crews say the fire is not currently growing, but it is putting up smoke along the steep, rugged Grizzly Creek drainage. Yesterday, about 18 firefighters used a helicopter to help keep fire activity from expanding. With warm weather forecasts through the week, crews expect similar firefighting efforts to continue around the upper drainage. Firefighters urge people recreating in the area to respect the existing fire closures. The Grizzly Creek fire remains at roughly 32,400 acres and is 91% contained. Researchers in the Mountain West are calling for national guidelines on what to do if anonymous health surveys show a school might be at risk of becoming a suicide hotspot. The researchers say a few years ago, routine surveys revealed a specific Colorado middle school had alarmingly high percents of students who said they had seriously considered suicide and had attempted it. Arnold Levinson is a professor with the Colorado School of Public Health. He and his colleagues wrote in the American Journal of Bioethics that in the end, they warned the school's principal.
The bottom line, there's no good guidance. National organizations need to get together and tell us who do school surveillance how to handle a situation like this.
Levinson says adolescent suicide is at epidemic levels in Colorado. Other Mountain West states also have disproportionate rates of teen suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, help is available. Call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. This is Aspen Public Radio News.